10 years have passed since The New Jim Crow was first published. It has been an astonishing decade. Everything and nothing has changed. When I was researching and writing the book, Barack Obama had not yet been elected president of the United States. I was in disbelief that our country would actually elect a black man to be leader of the so-called free world. As the election approached, I felt an odd sense of hope and dread. I hoped against all reason that we would actually do it, but I also knew that if we did, there would be a price to pay. Everything I knew about this country through experience and study told me that we, as a nation, did not fully understand the nature of the moment we were in. We had recently birthed another caste system, a system of mass incarceration, that caged millions of poor people and people of color, and relegated millions more to a permanent second-class status. Yet we were in deep denial that a new system of racial and social control existed, and most of us, even those who cared deeply about racial justice, did not seem to understand that powerful racial dynamics and political forces were at play that made much of our racial progress illusory. We had not faced our racial history and could not tell the truth about our racial present. Yet growing numbers of Americans wanted to elect a black president and leap into a colorblind future, a place where rhetoric of hope and change might be enough to carry us to some promised land. I stood in line with hundreds of others to cast my ballot in early voting. I remember the jubilance in the air, black people smiling and nodding at each other. Parents brought their children to the voting booth to watch them cast what they hoped would be in a historic vote. I wanted Barack Obama to win, and I feared it. I worried that if a black man were elected president of the United States, our nation would sink further into denial, and no one would listen to the message that I felt desperate to convey. We are not free of our racial history. To the contrary, a new caste system has been born again in America. A system of mass incarceration unlike anything the world has ever seen. We are not saved.